Wishipping,
land so bright and new. Wishipping,
a land where wishes come true.
Hello, best wishes to you today. I am M.M. Allen, and you've entered the podcast Wishipick, where prayer, creativity, and the divine gently coexist to bring all good things to everyone. The last time we were together, I introduced the black trunk, the trunk that became the portal for Jack and Lily to enter the fantasy land of Wishipick. Life's great and most challenging adventures will come into the lives of your children. Trust that God will take care of your children. No matter how anxious, worried, or depressed you might get, continue in prayer. The fact that you are praying is the tiny grain of mustard seed that Christ said was sufficient. The divine hears us. Let's take a moment. Pick a wish. Now turn it into a prayer. I drop your intentions into my heart. Your hope will become my prayer for you. I ask the divine to provide moments of play, hearty laughter, and staying present to the delightful blessings of spending time with those you love. When we perceive someone's behavior as harmful to us or to those around us, most of us make adjustments. If we judge, if we become critical, or steep into cynicism, the intimacy with the divine starts to break down. The continuous flow of love available to us begins to dry up. Intimacy can be challenging. Being intimate with others can overwhelm us, and being close with other people means we will find fault in what they do. The divine never finds fault in us. Is there a way to break up the judgments and stop the mental fault-finding? Is there a way to stop the what-ifs, what we should have done or not done? How can we eliminate criticism of others or being critical of ourselves? One of the gifts from the Holy Spirit is a gift of laughter and play. The breath of all good things blesses us with laughter, which takes away differences and brings back intimacy. This type of laughter and play occurs when we forget our problems. By fully enjoying the present moment, it allows us to be above our dissatisfactions, regrets, worries, prejudices, and remorse. We can laugh out loud and we can play freely like a child. Lily, Jack's sister, believes in her mother's stories. When we meet her, she is urging Jack to open the trunk. What could be more fun than opening the trunk with a brother, a sibling? Lily's childlike heart wants to open the trunk with Jack. She believes by opening the trunk together, they will find out more about the breath of all good things. Jack does not believe. He thinks his mother's story about Tickety-Boo is childish, and he wants to open the trunk alone. Lily's heart is open to all things good. Lily reaches out and embraces the stories her mother told her about the breath of all good things. When she enters the black trunk, even though she's scared, she enters the fantasy land of Wishipick as a child, believing everything will be okay. Being open to all good things and believing everything will be okay is how play and laughter enter your life more fully. If you do not think everything will be okay, you can hope. The divine is forever gracious. God will touch your heart when you have hope. Within your hope, the Holy Spirit exists. When we give birth or adopt a child into our home, early in this experience, there comes a time when we become acutely aware we are responsible for the safety and caring protection of this vulnerable being. The awareness can bring about worry and anxiety, along with delight and joy. Of all the gifts that divine gives, and God gives many, a child is an extraordinary blessing. A little bit of heaven arrives, then the gift stirs us to participate more fully into an intimate relationship. This shapes the love in our hearts. We begin to give our love as freely to this new being as the divine gives it to us. Of course, many of you may feel you're not worthy to receive the gifts that divine offers. You may feel you do not deserve them. I understand how you feel. But the gift of play and laughter is free. You do not have to be perfect. The divine holds no expectations. Trust. Stretch your heart. Participate just a bit. When we trust just a bit, when we stretch just a bit, and when we participate just a bit, the Holy Spirit will open the wonders of laughter and play into your life. I was raised in a large family. There were 8 of us. My oldest sister, Mary Elizabeth, by a tragic accident, birthed into heaven the year Deborah and I began Wishapick. Mary Elizabeth had the opportunity to read the first few chapters of the book, and she listened to the first few songs. When she finished reading the Possum Family chapter and listening to the Possum Family song, Mary Elizabeth smiled. Always an infectious smile, she exclaimed, "This is an animated movie!" Her joy reading about the possums and listening to the Possum Family song still lingers happily in my heart. Her spontaneous enthusiasm for our work became a playful blessing for Deborah and I. In contrast, my mother, who also birthed into heaven before this project was published, responded with laughter, which spilled over to tears of joy. She knew I had written her into the Possum family as Mrs. Tumalum. Her outburst of laughter and joyful tears was contagious. We laughed together, present and fully aware the moment was extra special. My mother deeply loved babies and toddlers, and my sister Mary Elizabeth loved every child. The Possum family consists of Dr. Tumalum, a dentist in Wishapick, and his wife, Mrs. Tumalum. They have 9 possum children. I grew up as the second oldest in a family of 8. We traveled around the country as my father was a medical doctor in the service of the United States Army. Each new home was put together with great love and patience by my mother. Even though we experienced challenges and loneliness due to the prolonged absence of our father, laughter and play were always present. Just before reading the chapter about the possum children, Deborah and I got together with a mutual good friend. The 3 of us named all the Tumalum children during a wonderful, hilarious, delicious lunch full of silliness. While we laughed, the possum children got their names. The outcome of this time of laughter and friendship brought the possum children into the land of Wishapick. These are the possum children: George, Shiloh, Blossom, Free, Cowboy, Harrison, Apple, Bree, and Sorry. After our lunch and after reading the chapter about the possum family, Deborah wrote this playful song. Deborah told me later that she so enjoyed writing this song because of its lighthearted essence. Playfulness surrounded Deborah while she wrote the song. She thought of Mrs. Tumalum as a strong, responsible mother who enjoyed the beauty and process of raising children. Deborah captured my mother in her song. Mrs. Tumalum loved all her children. For them to grow up, they would have to drop off. Mrs. Tumalum loved them just as much when they got their paws on the ground as she did while they were still on her back. I introduce you to Mrs. Tumalum and the Possum Song.
What a heavy load riding on my back. There are 9 of them, just imagine that. But it is my job and I'll do my best, even though it can be quite a test. Now, children.
Yes, ma'am.
Hang straight. Say your name and don't be late.
I'm George.
I'm Shiloh.
I'm Blossom. I'm Free.
I'm Cowboy.
Harrison.
I'm Apple.
I'm Bree.
Where's Sorry?
will miss each little possum face, but my back is tired and could use a break. Now, children,
yes, ma'am,
hang tight as we dash off into the night. Where's Sorry?
I'm sorry.
We're the possum, the possum family.
Heavy load. My back is aching. These are the lyrics that made my mother laugh until there were tears. Thank you, Deborah, for bringing these charming, adorable possums into the land of Wishapick and for the laughter. Play and Laughter continues because I now introduce you to Dr. Tumlum, Miss Bailey, and Winston. I created the character Dr. Tumlum as the dentist in Wishapick. I can't tell you how often I've sat in a dental chair, but it's more than I want to remember. I was told I had crooked and protruding teeth. I didn't quite know what that meant. I just wanted to play, preferably outside. In the beginning of my young life, I sat and waited many hours in dental reception rooms. The receptionist always smiled at me, but there was nothing to do but sit, wait, and worry. There were no toys, books, or anything to amuse me. I waited. As I waited, I made up stories in my head. I continued the stories in my head as I waited in another room, in another chair, for the dentist. Every dentist I went to, as soon as they put their instruments in my mouth, they started asking questions. There's nowhere to escape when you're in the chair. All the stories I was imagining and dreaming about in the reception room would instantly disappear when I got in that chair and the dentist began his work. I made Dr. Tumlum's character loving, an adorable dentist that does not always get things quite right, but in his befuddled, loving way, he always remembers what is important. Deborah remembers me telling her about the dentist in Wishapick. I told her Dr. Tumlum would be pulling an animal's tooth. When she asked me what kind of animal, I said, I don't know, maybe a wolf. Deborah named the wolf Winston, the perfect name for a wolf in Wishapick, who loved to tease, yet became a helpful companion to Jack. Just for a moment, though, I have to jump ahead. I do have trouble with pronunciations. Dyslexia runs in my family. When Deborah and I were at a lovely school presenting Wishapick to a very alert group of fourth graders, I introduced Winston. I repeatedly called Winston a wolf. Winston the Wolf, that is pronounced W-O-O-F. One young man, overly excited fourth grader, kept raising his hands during my story. When I called on him, he asked me the question, what is a wolf? Is it an animal? Well, of course, a fantasy land could have a wolf. What type of animal is it? It's never too late to learn. I learned to pronounce Wolf, W-O-L-F, with the help of a fourth grader and lots of uncontrollable laughter. Deborah pictured big, shiny white teeth inside the mouth of a wolf with a dentist holding huge pliers ready to pull the tooth. The name Winston popped onto her composition page as this hilarious song came to her. Winston was born into Wishapick alongside Miss Bailey, the beautiful dental receptionist, a skunk. My apologies to all dental receptionists. You are not skunks, You are beautiful, and so is Miss Bailey. It was the waiting, the waiting, the waiting when I was a child that turned dental receptionists into skunks. The romance was building between the skunk and the wolf, so much so they danced. In the dental office, dancing, a wolf and a skunk. Deborah could not remember how that happened when she wrote the song, but romance permeated this interaction. Deborah did not know the song would have them dancing together until the song opened up to the part where Winston asked Miss Bailey to dance. Who dances in a dental office? Winston and Miss Bailey. Hearing the song for the first time, I laughed out loud, wide open, hilarious laughter. I thought of every dentist and all the receptionists I had met as a child. Thank you to all the dentists and receptionists for this song. We love you dearly. I introduce you to Winston and Miss Bailey in the land of Wishapick.
How delectable, how sweet. She looks good enough to eat. She would make a tasty treat. This lovely morsel I must meet.
Now, Winston, you must keep your cool. And please try not to drool. Oh, Winston, dear, you're such a riot. You know you're on a soft food diet.
Dentistry is sometimes cruel when you're trying not to drool. Yes, Miss Bailey, I know. But these white teeth aren't just for show. A good meal keeps a wolf on the go. By the way, how much do I owe?
Not so fast, my sweet, your time has come to see Dr. Tomalum. Please sit still and don't you run. Remember, the dentist can be fun.
Dentistry is sometimes fun when seeing Dr. Tomalum. Miss Bailey, would you care to dance?
Oh, Winston!
Okay, Miss Bailey, this time I'll be good, I'll be simply divine. I'll sit still and I promise not to whine. I'll be strong, I'll be perfectly fine. I'll be strong, I'll be perfectly fine.
Deborah once wrote to me saying, "The magnificent world of Wishapick is so full of play. It's everywhere all around us all the time. So I figure God must play much of the time, and God is always bringing delight and hope into our hearts with laughter. God has a sense of humor. Just look at the porcupine, Spikes." Play and laughter is a gift. Say thank you and enjoy it often. Next time, I will continue with the behind-the-scene activities in Wishapick. Join me when I introduce you to a very angry character in Wishapick, Osiris the King. Holding on to anger brings darkness. Osiris held on to his anger, and the darkness enveloped Wishapick. Thank you for listening. I'm M.M. Allen in Wishapick. Be playful. Enjoy every moment of laughter. Holy Spirit laughter is so full, there is no place for fear to rest. My prayers are with you. Breathe in all good things. Goodbye for now. Tickety-boo.